state-owned company deals with the fallout from the Horizon IT scandal. The Foreign Office has announced the UK will be joining the US, Canada, Australia and Italy in suspending funding to the UN Relief Agency in Gaza. It follows claims some of the aid group's workers were involved in the October the 7th Hamas attacks on Israel. Those accused have been sacked. Francesca Albanese, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the occupied Palestinian territories, is horrified.
The consequences of this utterly irresponsible choice of the UK, the US, Italy, Australia and Canada will effectively hamper the possibility of aid to be delivered.
An oil tanker struck by Houthi rebels is making its way to a safe harbour where it'll be monitored closely after catching fire in the Red Sea. The operators confirmed all crew are accounted for and the fire is now out. Landmarks, including the London Eye and Wales Millennium Centre, are being lit up to mark Holocaust Memorial Day this evening. It's 79 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. In sport, Maidstone United manager George Ellacobi says his players are history makers in the eyes of the world after beating Ipswich 2-1 to reach the last 16 of the FA Cup.
This was a historic occasion for Maidstone United Football Club, for our group of players, our supporters, but more so for our community.
Brighton progressed with a 5-2 win against Sheffield United, while Luton scored an injury time winner to beat Everton 2-1. And Celtic have maintained their 5-point lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership with a 1-0 win at home to Ross County. That came after Rangers had narrowed the gap to 2 points with a 1-0 lunchtime victory at St Mirren. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Thanks, Kat.
This is Phoenix FM.
Massive thanks to John Chubb for another great edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Well, a massive thanks to John Chubb for a brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. He's so good, isn't he? All those results, all those scores flying in left, right and centre, and he keeps us abreast of all of them. Thank you very much indeed, John. Now you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have absolutely earned it after the last 3 hours. Thank you very much. Well, hello. Good evening and welcome to another edition of Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98FM. It is Saturday the 27th of January and I know for some people it is payday, so I hope it's payday for you too this weekend. And I think we can all pat ourselves on the back for making it through January, what has been an absolutely gargantuan month, hasn't it? It's lasted forever. So congrats on getting through January. So what we do on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers is play songs from the 1970s and the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play, well, they'll either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. And coming up this evening, we'll have our usual features. We'll have Trackwoods. We'll have When They Were. And this week, of course, it will be 27. We'll have Are You a Cover Lover? We'll find out if you preferred the original or the cover. And then we'll do the Soppy Softies at 7 and the Birthday Bonanza. But first, I think let's celebrate getting through January with some absolute stompers, shall we? So turn it up. It's Saturday night.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't share. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
two songs there, back to back. A couple of stompers just to congratulate ourselves for getting through January. Opening the show this evening was Smash Mouth and All Star. You know, Smash Mouth have had two UK top 40 hits. The first came in 1997 when Walking in the Sun just snuck into the top 20. That one peaked at number 19. All Star, what we just heard, was released in 1999, and that one peaked at number 24. And the track was written by guitarist Greg Camp, and it's taken from their album Astro Lounge. Then we heard Chumbawamba, Tub Thumping. You know, they get knocked down, but they get up again. That was the first of a trio of hits for Chumbawamba in the late 1990s. I mean, Tub Thumping is by far their biggest hit. That one peaked at number 2 in 1997. It was kept off number 1 for 3 weeks by Will Smith and Men in Black, but it did make it to number 1 in Australia, Canada, Ireland and New Zealand. Okay, shall we do Trackwards? Let's kick off nice and early. Let's do Trackwards.
Trackwards.
Look at Trackwards. Okay, Trackwards is when we play 20 to 30 seconds of a track, but backwards. That's why we call it Trackwards. Here is this week's. See if you can guess what it is. It is a famous song from either the 70s, 80s or 90s. If you want to have a guess, you can get in touch. radio@phoenixfm.com is the email address. radio@phoenixfm.com. Get in touch if you want to have a go. In the meantime, here's a couple of songs from 1995.
waiting for ya.
Hit it.
Na 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 na. Here comes the hot sniper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in the area. Still have it like that. No, no, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Anyone press will hear the fat lady sing. Act like you know, recall. I know what bow don't know. Touch them up and go. Cha-cha-ching-ching, ching. Here come the hot snapper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Still live it like that. Extraordinary. Juice like a strawberry. Money to burn, baby, all of the time. Call it to fate, it's me. Fate to cut the shit. Come juggle with me. Dial emergency number. Still living like that. Na 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 na. I'm the 90s Jack, that's it, understand. I'm the daddy of the Mac, daddy is a Latin God, made me. Ain't no homie gon' play me, top celebrity man. I'm the lyrical gangster. Excuse me, Mr. Officer. Still living like that. No, no, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Anyone test will hear the fat lady sing. Act like you know, G go. I know what Bo don't know. Touch them up and go. Oh, cha cha ching ching. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up the crew in the area. Still living like that. Na 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 na. Yeah, man. So what do we do? Na 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 na. Right? Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster. Big up all crew bow, ya. Still love it like that. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical danger. Big up a crew in the area. Still love it like that. I'm the lyrical gangster. I'm a limit, I'm a danger. Still love it like that. Hey. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Is Innie Kamosi, and here comes the hot stepper, and he is actually our first one-hit wonder of the evening. He actually reached number four in 1995 with Here Comes the Hot Stepper. It's the title track from his debut album, but it did make it all the way to number one in Denmark, New Zealand, Zimbabwe and the USA. Before that, we heard MN8. It's written the letter M, the letter N, and then the figure eight, MN8. I've got a little something for you. They've had seven top 40 hits, of which three have made it into the top 10. I've got a little something for you. It's you know, their biggest hit by far. It peaked at number two in 1995. It was thwarted in its journey to number one by Celine Dion and Think Twice. The song was written by Mark Taylor, who's also written Kylie's On a Night Like This and Hero by Enrique Iglesias, just to name but two. I've Got a Little Something for You is track one on their album, To the Next Level. And they're actually a British group. I actually thought they were American, but they're from the UK. Okay, now we're going to do When Were They... And because it's the 27th of the month, when were they 27? So what we do here, I'm going to play a song from the 1970s, one from the 1980s and one from the 1990s. And they were all at number 27 on this day in the corresponding years in the 1970s, 80s and 90s. So, for instance, if you think the first song is from 1975, then the next one will be from 1985 and the final one from 1995. It's that simple. So what year were these songs at number 27? Here's Lou Christie to kick us off.
Coladas and getting caught in the rain. said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you liked me.
Yeah.
Three songs, back to back, all of which were at number 27 in the charts on this day in the corresponding years of the 1970s, 80s and 90s. First of all, we heard Lou Christie and She Sold Me Magic. Lou Christie's biggest hit came in 1969 when I'm Gonna Make You Mine peaked at number 2. You know, it was kept off number 1 by The Archers and Sugar Sugar. On this day, She Sold Me Magic had just dropped 2 places from its peak position of 25 and was now, of course, at number 27. Then we heard Rupert Holmes and Escape, the Pina Colada song. Do you know, I have to say, Pina Colada is probably my least favourite cocktail. I'm not a massive fan of coconut, and I definitely don't like Malibu. Anyway, that's beside the point. Rupert Holmes has had 2 UK hits. The Pina Colada is the biggest. It peaked at number 23. His other hit was Him, which peaked at number 31. So that one just missed out on the top 30, really. On this day, Escape, the Pina Colada song, was a non-mover at number 27. Next week, it would go on to reach its peak position of number 23. And then finally, from the 1990s, we heard Quincy Jones featuring Ray Charles and Chaka Khan and I'll Be Good to You. On this day, that one had just climbed 6 places from last week's 33 to this week's 27. Next week, it would climb 3 more places again and would reach its zenith of number 21, so just missing out on the top 20. And as you might expect, the record was produced by Quincy Jones. It's actually track number 4 on his album, Back on the Block. So what was the year from Lou Christie, Rupert Holmes and Quincy Jones featuring Ray Charles and Chaka Khan? It was, in fact, 0. So we heard 1970, 1980 and 1990. Okay, then, let's have another listen to Trackwoods, shall we?
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Okay, here we go. See if you can recognise this one. Have you guessed it yet? I will give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7. In the meantime, here's Macca.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a doll around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day, slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. Another day at the office where the papers grow, she takes a break, drinks another coffee, and she finds it hard to stay awake. It's just another day. It's just another day. So sad, so sad. Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat.
After and Love Like a Man. These guys are one hit wonders. As far as I know, that was the only single they ever released in the UK. It peaked at number 10 back in 1970. It's taken from their album Cricklewood Green. Before that, we heard Paul McCartney and Another Day. And I think I'm right in saying that was Paul McCartney's first completely solo release. It peaked at number 2 in 1971. You know, it was kept off number 1 by Mungo Jerry and Baby Jump for 1 week, and then Hot Love by T-Rex for another week. The song was written by Paul and Linda McCartney and was produced by Paul McCartney. Okay, we're going to do Cover Lover in a second, but just before we do it, let's have another listen to Trackwoods, shall we?
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods.
Okay, here we go. It's a very famous song, Backwards. Can you guess what it is?
Ignorance is a mask, and the end will be. Take half as much, and now it's a shot.
You know it. It's a brilliant song, and you recognize it even backwards. Okay, now we are going to do Are You a Cover Lover?
It's the Gazers, Plazers and Chasers Cover Lover.
Okay, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play the same song twice, back to back. The first is the original and the second is the cover version. And I bet once I play the original, you won't be able to get, you won't be able to guess what the cover is. I bet you can't. Was the original, and now for the cover. So, are you a cover lover? First of all, we heard the original, which was, of course, the unmistakable sound of Barry Manilow, and the track was Could It Be Magic? Could It Be Magic was co-written by Barry Manilow, and it was his fourth single release in the UK. And surprisingly, well, I found it surprising, it peaked at number 25 back in 1978. It had actually originally been released in the States by a band called Featherbed, but Barry Manilow was in Featherbed. Anyway, Barry Manilow's solo version reached number 6 in his native USA and number 4 over in Canada. And then, of course, we heard the cover. You were expecting to take that cover, weren't you? It is a very, very good version. Anyway, Take That took it to number 3 in the charts, and at that time it was their biggest hit. This version was by Donna Summer and was her second single release and her debut. Like her debut, Love to Love You Baby, it came out in 1976. It just about made the top 40, though, as it peaked at number 40. And even though it's a cover, Donna Summer's version was released in the UK 2 years before Barry Manilow's. I know, that's weird, right? So, but Donna Summer had a hit with it before Barry Manilow did, even though it was his originally. I know. Is that a first? I don't know. I can't think of another time that someone's covered a track and had a hit with it before the original. Anyway, let me know. Get in touch, radio at phoenix.fm, if you can think of another time that's happened. Anyway, chart-wise, for Donna Summer's version, it performed best in the Netherlands, where it peaked at number 2 in the Dutch top 40. Okay, let's do one more listen to Trackwards, and then I'll give you the answer. You know what it is, and here it is, Forwards.
I've never done bad things. I've never
you get it right? That was this week's answer to Trackwoods. It was David Bowie and Ashes to Ashes. In 1980, this was David Bowie's, listen to this, 26th single release. 26 singles released. Yet, surprisingly, only his second number one hit. His first number one came 5 years earlier in 1975 when his debut single, Space Oddity, was re-released and it made it all the way to the top spot. There is a kind of nice symmetry about that, isn't it? Given that both Ashes to Ashes and Space Oddity feature Major Tom. There's a nice symmetry in that, isn't there? Anyway, Ashes to Ashes is taken from his LP, Scary Monsters and Super Creeps. And of course, we all know that when the single was released, the video at the time was the most expensive ever produced. It cost £250,000 to make, a cool quarter of a million. And it was co-directed by David Bowie, who had a very, very clear vision of what how he wanted it to look. Okay, we are rapidly approaching 7 p.m. I'm just going to remind you that you are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. I know I say this every week, but we only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. It's just good fun, really. Okay, we are rapidly coming up to 7 o'clock, so it's time for the Soppy Softies at 7. We've got one from the 1970s, one from the 1980s, and then, of course, one from the 1990s.